Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back, let's see, how many, 11 years now, more than 11 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's one of our top leadership and management experts. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, and he wants to help us become better leaders. And he's our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always nice to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So I was telling the audience that you were going to be here, and we're going to talk about leadership, and we're going to talk about a little bit, maybe a little bit differently than we have in other times. But I was pointing out that whatever success you have, in my opinion, in life, and especially in the marketplace, in your profession, can be traced right all the way back to your level of your performance as a leader. And either a leader of ideas or a leader of people or both. And what I said was, if you go down to the cornerstone of your professional life, and then you go below that, you find the foundation, and below the foundation is the footing. And to me, leadership is the footing of the foundation, under the foundation of your professional life. What do you think?
I would agree with you, and I think, Jim, the difficulty is, and I think this is human nature, there's a difference between positional authority and actual leadership. And anybody with positional authority, the boss, is always constantly being judged in whether or not they are an actual leader.
Right.
And we follow those ideas, that direction, that vision. And so, without the foundation, without it being pure, as you describe it, you're found out rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the job, positional authority, but can you actually lead?
Can you deliver? And the reason I feel that so strongly about that, Jim, and I want you to talk about this a little bit, if you agree with me, and that is that being a leader, demonstrating leadership, is a multifaceted discipline. I mean, so many different elements of character are in the delivery, the execution of leadership. There's education, there's experience, there's wisdom, courage, a heaping helping. Maybe half of it is courage. Having values. Your morality, all those things are part of leadership, aren't they?
They are, and I think it's really easy to get wrapped up in the mechanical things, like can I do a plan? Can I communicate in a base level? And can I, you know, things you can take a class in, if you want to think of it that way, right? You can do a seminar on those things. But it really comes down to those foundational the strength that we have, because with that strength, you'll now see opportunities for wisdom and make different choices than you would if you were only working on the mechanics. So how do you know what to do in any given instance, which, you know, nothing's laid out and prescribed for you? How do you roll with the punches? It really comes down to your core and what's in there.
Would you agree with me that if things aren't hitting on all cylinders, that you should look to your leadership? And maybe, and you know, there was a time when it was just me, right? I was the as my friend says, my friend Rich Galen says, I was the charmed quark. You know, I was a party of one. I operated the worm cam for my business, and even then, you can be a leader of yourself, can't you?
Right.
What do you spend your time? What do you believe in? Those things.
It's really easy as a small business person to, and I hate that term, but I know we use it, but a business person, when you start, is very ego-driven, very centric to that individual. And that's okay. It's a true force of will that gets the business moving and going. And that's important, but there's a transformation that has to happen. And it happens rather quickly, even while you're still a single, you know, all by yourself, where you have to think about something bigger than yourself. Mm-hmm. That's really what a business is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A sole proprietor, you know, the shoe shine shop, right? Or the shoe shine stand is that single sole proprietor, and it's always going to be that way. That's fine, but most businesses need to be bigger than that individual, and that takes a lot of effort.
Hey, Jim, hold on that thought. We're going to come back, folks, and when we get back, Jim is an expert at helping us take this leadership that we've been talking about, this foundation, and looking outward. How important is that? Jim will help us with that after these messages. 20Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.